I'm devoting a little bit of time at the end of every lecture to some questions. If you only have one ovary, can you only get pregnant every other month? Not necessarily so. If you only have one ovary, do you still have monthly periods? Yes, because the monthly periods are happening from your uterus. And yes, it is the release of the egg which can happen from one ovary. What advice do you have to a nursing student that doesn't want to be brainwashed by Big Pharma during her schooling? There's a really good book called Sustain Me. And there's also a very good book called The Ministry of Healing. And that chapter, The Physician, The Educator, Using Natural Remedies. And that's where I first discovered the laws of health, was in that chapter. And so it's a matter of actually keeping balanced. But it is very difficult today. I know in Australia you can't be a nurse, you cannot be a doctor unless you get the shots, which is most unfortunate. About acid reflux, what do you recommend? Hang around for the next lecture. As we go through our gastrointestinal tract, I will explore it in detail there. How do I get rid of a bad breath? A bad breath can be sometimes the teeth. Maybe there's something wrong in the teeth. Root canal fillings are very dangerous fillings. I've got a book in my library called Root Canal Cover-Up. You see, a root canal is a dead tooth. So there's no feeling in there. So abscesses can develop behind it, and that can put a bad smell in the mouth. Sometimes a bad breath can be from a colon that's not evacuating. In our next class, you will discover that 3 intakes of food a day should equal 3 evacuations a day. So when we're not evacuating regularly, that can also cause bad breath. What can you do for heart palpitations? Heart palpitations can be created by caffeine. Heart palpitations can be created because of an allergy to wheat, because the hybridization of the wheat created a very complex protein or gluten structure, and the heart can actually react with the palpitations. So to conquer that, it's important to eliminate wheat, eliminate all your caffeine foods and drinks, and hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is a herb that strengthens the heart, and hawthorn berry can bring the heart back to normality. Also, magnesium. Magnesium relaxes the heart, so taking magnesium can help. I took the COVID shot. How do I get rid of the spike protein that is now in my body? I know that many people were blackmailed into taking the shot. But there are 3 things that will inhibit the spike protein producing the nanoparticles. One is zinc. The other is dandelion. And the dandelion can be the flower, the leaf, the root, or dandelion tea or coffee. And you don't have to take all of these, just one of them's enough, and white pine needle tea. But also, Dr. Peter McCulloch has a protocol, and I think that's fairly easy to access. So if someone has had the shot, they should be having one of these every day to inhibit the spike protein causing the nanoparticles. Nano is barely measurable. The problem with the nanoparticles is they're so small, but once you get 50 together, you start to get little clots. Do you know how to help with hypothyroid so I can get off meds? I have seen people get off their meds, and the protocol for getting off the meds is found in my book Sustain Me. First, you don't stop the meds until you have implemented all those basic principles. What natural blood thinner can you take while pregnant in lieu of aspirin or Lovenia? You can take cayenne pepper, you can take a capsule 3 times a day. It is much, much safer than these drugs. In fact, I would never take a drug if I was pregnant because it can interfere with the development of the fetus. But cayenne pepper's very safe. Would taking wild yam help a 10-year-old girl who has already started her period? Yes, it would. The fact that she's 10 and she started her period is an indication that she has a hormonal imbalance. Do you have any suggestions for chronic Lyme disease? There is a book called Healing Lymes by Stephen Harrod Brunner. I have never had a guest with Lymes. It's fairly rare in Australia. But when I was at Eden Valley a few years ago, a 35-year-old girl came up to me and she said, "I have Lymes. What can I do?" And I told her about the book Healing Lymes by Stephen Harrod Brunner. I went back to Eden Valley a year later and she was there. She came running up to me. She said, "I implemented his protocol and I'm healed from Lymes." What the medicine will suggest is a different antibiotic every month for about 6 months. Well, that'll really slaughter your microbiome in your gut. For me, I would prefer to go with his protocol. How should I treat athlete's foot? I've tried everything, it keeps coming back. That's because it's a systemic, it's internal. So what the person needs to do is to go on the antifungal diet. So in my book, Self Heal by Design, I list the dietary changes that are necessary and also herbs that can be taken. And pouring apple cider vinegar over the toes after every shower can certainly bring relief and help it to go. Can cartilage in the knee grow back? I'm not sure, but it's worth a try. I would have castor oil compresses on the knee every night and I would rub comfrey cream in. Now, Jacqueline has a health food shop and she's got a website called OK Be Healthy and they make a very strong comfrey cream, so you can get it there. How can I stop the carb craving? You will find that the more carbs you eat, the more you will crave them. And one of the best ways to change this is to have juices, just vegetable juices for a day or sometimes two. And then when you go onto food again, eliminate the carbs. Now remember, the legumes are quite low carb. If you do have carbs, just have a little bit. And we find a lot of guests say to us, "We don't have the carb cravings anymore." I've just been prescribed antibiotics for a strep throat. Ah, strep throat. Do you remember what we used to call it? Sore throat. Yeah? Sore. Don't get me started on this one. Do you know what a mother said to me? My daughter's got strep throat. Well, I never took my children to the doctor. They just got a sore throat. You just give them a lemon and honey drink and just feed them lightly for a day. They'll recover. But you know what this mother said to me? "My doctor says I have to give my child antibiotics or it'll go to the brain." Have you ever heard of such a thing? No. So there's no need for antibiotics. Lemon and honey, isn't that what we did? Isn't that what our grandmothers did? And just eat lightly for a day and finally slice onion and put it in a cloth and wrap it round the throat. Get them to suck on ice. That can really soothe the sore throat. That's all you need to do. 18-year-old son born with one kidney, now having protein and urine, medical pushing for transplant. How to save the kidney? Do you know, we can function very well on one kidney, as you have probably heard, that there are many people that do. There are people that devote donate one kidney, you know, to a relative that needs it. But you just got to give that kidney the right condition. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on the kidneys, and it outlines all the herbs that strengthen the kidneys and what you can do to get the best out of your kidney. My little one has juvenile arthritis. So, and I tracked this. How do I treat it? She is now limping. In my book, Sustain Me, there's a chapter on arthritis. And on that chapter on arthritis, I show that how you can get inflammation down. Turmeric's very good. Supplement with turmeric. 80% carrot, 10% apple, 10% celery is an excellent juice. It's one of the most alkalizing juices. So she could have that every day, and also foods that are more alkaline. How to help receding gums? Oil pulling. That's putting a spoonful of coconut oil in the mouth and swishing. Swish around for about 10 minutes. I do it most days. It's a great little detox. And when you release it out, don't release it down your plug hole. You call it a sinkhole, or it'll go hard and plug up your plumbing. So release it into the trash can or outside on the grass. But that's very strengthening for your gums, is oil pulling. If someone had receding gums, I'd suggest they do it 3 times a day. And you know what your gums and your teeth love? Crunchy foods, apples, carrots, cabbage. Eat more raw food. Great to strengthen the gums. How do you heal septus? My dad is told to be on antibiotics for a year. Well, what I would be interested to know where the septus is and why it is. Say if it's in the foot, you do hot and colds and a grated potato overnight. There's so much depends on where this septus is and why it is there. Some breathing. Oh, I can't quite read that word. For hearing, breathe, inhale through the nose. A lot of people say inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. During meditation. If you read the book Breath, there is actually quite a few books that show that when you breathe out through your mouth, you lose too much carbon dioxide. And as I showed the other night, to get more oxygen into the cell, we need to have a balance of carbon dioxide, and only nose breathing does that. So try breathing in through the nose and try breathing out through the nose. What is the best eating plan for gallbladder after gallbladder removal? Someone will speak to you on this, and you know who it is? Your own body. And in Exodus 15:26, the Bible says, if you will diligently hearken, that's listen to the voice of the Lord thy God. If you eat a food and it doesn't sit right, what's your body saying to you? And if you eat a food and it sits well, what's your body saying? That's the way. Your body can tell you what no man can tell you. Your body can tell you what no test can tell you. Listen. Have you ever been to a health professional who won't listen to you? It's very frustrating. Don't be that health professional. So really, your body will tell you what is the best food to eat. Someone with gallstones, how to get out? There is a way. We live in an incredible body with an inbuilt ability to heal itself. And in my book, Self Heal by Design, and in my book, Sustain Me, both of these books have chapters on the liver, and both of these books have simple gallbladder cleansers that go over 5 days that you can give your body so that little by little they can eliminate those gallstones. What natural blood thinner anticoagulant is safe for pregnancy? It's cayenne pepper. And Jethro Kloss, who wrote the book Back to Eden, he devotes half a page to every herb, but 10 pages he devotes to cayenne pepper. He was impressed with cayenne pepper. I'm impressed with cayenne pepper. He quotes two doctors in his paper. One doctor says it's impossible to abuse it. Do you know what that means? You could have a bucket a day and it won't hurt you, but I don't know anyone that has a bucket a day. We have some common sense there. But to show you that it is very safe. Drugs are not safe because every drug has a side effect. And if you are on medication, my suggestion is don't stop until you find out what you can do to replace it. My daughter is a good water drinker. She is a first-time mum but is not producing sufficient milk for the baby. What do you suggest? I was pregnant or breastfeeding non-stop for 14 years. My first baby was hospitalised with whooping cough. She didn't get my colostrum because I had hepatitis when she was born, but I expressed. So I was able to feed her. And when she was discharged from the hospital after 6 weeks being in hospital with the whooping cough, she didn't die and she hasn't got a weak chest, and yet that's the threat they put over people, that you must vaccinate against whooping cough. I didn't vaccinate my other children. But when I got out of hospital with her, I hardly had any milk. I was only able to express a couple of ounces a day. Finally, she started feeding. And an 80-year-old midwife spoke to me. She said, every time the baby peeps, put the baby on the breast, put the baby on the breast, put the baby on the breast. Because breast milk, it's just demand and produce. The more you suck that nipple, the more milk will be made. And I have a picture of little Em at 4 months, very thin, with a big head. A four-month-old head, but a newborn body. I have a photo of her at 5 months. She was roly-poly, and all I did was give her the breast milk. But little by little, I built it up. I only had to put her on the breast every time she peeped, even for maybe 36 hours. By then, the milk had started to come through. And whenever my babies had a cold or a fever, I would let them feed all the time because I wanted their brain hydrated. So I just kept putting them on. And 2 days later, I had so much milk. And that's how I know that the more you stimulate that nipple, the more will be made. So I'm in Papua New Guinea 10 years ago, and I saw a lady there, 55, with a little baby, 10-month-old baby. I said, your baby? She said, no, she's a street girl baby. If a young girl at 15 gets pregnant, she's thrown onto the street. So she said, I took her baby. So I'm lecturing half an hour later. I look down and this woman is breastfeeding that baby. I was trying not to stare. So I went back after the lecture. I said, you're feeding that baby? She said, yes. She said, at first I just kept putting the baby on every day, every day, every day. At first I had to supplement, but I just kept putting the baby on until my breasts started to produce that milk. Now the baby's fully breastfed. A 55-year-old woman? So these are illustrations to show mothers, if you don't have enough milk, you can build it up. That's the good news. My husband eats well and doesn't overeat. He has a large stomach but isn't overweight. Could the large stomach be caused by hormones? Not necessarily so. I would suggest stopping all wheat, because you know there's a book called Wheat Belly. And he shows that wheat gets the blood sugar level up very high, very fast, and then it's got to dump it, and it usually dumps it, yes, on the belly. That's why his book's called Wheat Belly. So two things I would suggest is eliminating wheat and also doing push-ups and Pilates-type exercise to firm up the stomach. Please help. Third time to ask. My body retain water, but water cannot get into the cell. I get constipated, high BP. I would suggest taking dandelion. Dandelion is a natural diuretic. And a diuretic is an agent that stimulates kidney function to release excess fluid. Also, the rebounder. Now, what I'm doing right now, this is the health bounce. My feet aren't even leaving the mat. Obviously, I'm not on a rebounder, but if you do that on a rebounder, that's the health bounce. And what that does is that helps to move the lymphatic fluid. I do suggest a little bit of Celtic salt before each glass of water, but for someone who's not had salt, they start to do that. That can get the blood pressure up a bit. So you've got to listen. Remember, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, if your blood pressure goes up with salt, stop. And then just have the tiniest little bit. Take the diuretic, dandelion. You can get dandelion supplements or capsules, tablets. Take it 3 times a day. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a whole chapter on high blood pressure and what you can do to get it down. And if a person is swelling with fluid, when they drink water, it should be 1 mouthful at a time. 3 minutes later, another mouthful. 3 minutes later, another mouthful. You'd be surprised how much water you can drink by drinking only little mouthfuls. How can you help a child improve with nose breathing? Well, you play a game, and the whole family plays this game, and they tape up their mouth for 1 hour a day. Do you know, it's amazing what you can get kids to do if you make it a game. Make it fun. Especially if you have competition, they love competition. Let's see who can keep the tape on the mouth the longest. So you play this game, and after a week when everyone's used to it, you can all sleep with it overnight. The whole family does it, the kids will do it. How do I get rid of lymphedema on my feet? Again, very similar to that question about fluid, retaining fluid. I'd look at footwear, very important to have good footwear. Many women don't wear good footwear. I probably spend most of my money on footwear because I'm on my feet a lot. It's got to be natural fibre. It's got to fit me very, very well, so I'm very comfortable. When I'm at home, I wear Birkenstock sandals, but my husband says I'm not allowed to lecture in them because they're not elegant enough. But they're very good on the feet. Also, make sure you're not on your feet too long and put the feet up. As much as possible, put the feet up, give them a rest. And take that little bit of salt before every water. Take the dandelion and get a rebounder. Ideally get a good rebounder with rubber springs and start doing the gentle health bounce even 3 or 4 times a day. Suggestions for managing COPD. This is a chest complaint. stop the allergen foods that are prone to create excess mucus in the body, wear castor oil compresses on the chest. Make sure you're breathing fresh air and only nose breathe. Because what nose does, it pressurizes the air, making it perfect for the lungs. Nose purifies the air, warms the air. What is best remedy for cold sores? Herpes simplex virus. The herpes simplex can be arrested if the first sign of a cold sore or even herpes in other areas is to take lysine. Excuse me, lysine is an amino acid and it just stops the development of herpes. And I know in Australia you can get Lypsine, Lypsine. It's a product. I'm not sure what your products are here. Also, as soon as you get a feeling of a cold sore, put ice on it. But I have found when people keep the basic laws of health, the Sustain Me principles, the outbreaks of herpes gets less and less. Everyone I know is managing something. One day Jesus will come in the clouds of heaven and we'll all be cured. But until then we manage. And the herpes will be gone when Jesus comes. But until then we manage. Is HIV a virus that the body can heal? I believe so. I believe so when given the right conditions. And much depends on how diligent the person is to do what you've got to do. and also how advanced or serious the condition is. Tips on ways to cure neuropathy in the feet. In my book, Sustain Me, there's a chapter on poultices, and I explain how to make the cane pepper compress. So wearing the cane pepper compress on the bottom of the feet, if you Google my name, Barbara O'Neill and poultices, you can get a demonstration there. Medicine says there's no cure for neuropathy. We've seen people heal from neuropathy. They can wear the cane pepper poultices or compresses on the bottom of their feet maybe 3 nights a week. Listen to the body. If you've got feeling now in your feet and your feet are getting too hot, maybe it's time to stop. So you listen to how your body responds. If you were travelling and had developed a headache, what is the remedy that you could carry in your bag, purse, that could ease the pain? Cane pepper. Did you know that cane pepper is an analgesic? It is a painkiller. So in my bag, Jacqueline and I always carry cane pepper with us. But a simple one for a headache, not easy when you're travelling, is put your feet in a bucket of hot water for 20 minutes. And that takes the congestion from the head down to the feet. What can you recommend for pain in the hip from surgery? I would wear castor oil compresses. Castor oil compresses around the hip. Now, I've mentioned the brand Boody, B-O-O-D-Y. It is a brand of underwear and sports clothes that are made out of bamboo. And it's about 95% bamboo, 5% elastane. But it's elastic. So the compress can be put on the hip and then held in place by the bamboo underwear because it's stretchy. Because it's not easy to bandage that area. Will wild yam dissolve 9-7 centimetres fibroids? The wild yam cream reduces oestrogen, and oestrogen is feeding the fibroids. So the yam cream won't dissolve the fibroids, it just gets the oestrogen down because the oestrogen with a growth stimulant is what's feeding it. What will dissolve is castor oil compresses. Castor oil penetrates deeper than any other oil. So if I was this person, I would wear castor oil compresses on the abdomen for at least 6 hours a day, even overnight for 8 hours is fine. But at the same time, I would apply the wild yam cream. You can get wild yam cream from livingspringsretreat.com or from Jacqueline also sells a yam cream at OK Be Healthy. So can you see the yam cream won't dissolve them, but the yam cream will get that estrogen down. It's the estrogen that's feeding them. And we have seen people able to get rid of fibroids that big by doing that. What helps with the aneurysm in the neck? Smaller than 3 millimetres, I would take cane pepper. I would take cane pepper, 1 capsule, 3 times a day. I would not take rat poison, I mean warfarin. God's way is the best way. Cane pepper is a powerful herb. Barbara, what do you think of protein shake drinks? Do you know, I know a lot of people, especially single people, love protein shakes as a quick breakfast, your quick smoothie. So maybe berries and coconut milk and chia seed and protein powder, that can work well. If it works, do it. What's the best thing to put on eczema dermatitis on my eyelids or make it go away? It's painful and really dry. On the eyelids, any swelling on the eye, grated potato compresses. Sometimes you only need to leave them on for even half an hour. Also, ice will kill any itch. I don't know whether ice might be a bit painful for the eyelids. Remember, you've got to diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God in thy body. Listen, do what works. But the number one cause for eczema is allergy. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on the skin, and we've seen many people conquer eczema, conquer psoriasis by implementing those simple lifestyle changes. What are my thoughts on fermented foods? Every Every nation on the planet traditionally has had a cultured food. So the cultured foods are sauerkraut, yogurts, the sourdough bread. And what it does is it has an effect to break down and make more digestible the foods. I don't agree with it if it gets to fermentation where alcohol is produced. So can you see there's a bit of a difference between cultured foods and fermenting to the point of alcohol? I don't agree with that one. What are the best eating... we're back to our first one. So thank you very much. I'd like to invite Pastor Rob. Oh, I'm looking at... We do have a rebounder. Now, this is a great rebounder. And this is the health bounce. But if the teenagers get on it, they really jump. And if your balance isn't very good, you can get a bar across it and hold on to the bar. And if you've got one of these in your house and children visit, you know where they are on the rebounder.
I am looking for, we have a little testimony here. Where is Sarah? Sarah, please come forward. So Sarah is, did you say 16? 15. 15, 16. We'll find out when she comes up. And I shall give you this microphone. That's 5. All right. So welcome, Sarah. Happy Sabbath. Glad to have you with
Sabbath.
Us.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you.
And tell us how old you are.
I'm 15.
15. Okay, Sarah's 15. Now, tell us your story. You started watching, you had some health issues, you started watching videos. Tell us your little story. I appreciate it.
So in 2021, I started my period at 12 years old. And a few months later, I was diagnosed with anemia because of heavy bleeding. And then I decided to start taking iron supplements to treat the anemia. And the kind of iron that I was taking was a very high dosage. And it was also known to be very harmful to your digestive system. So in 2023, that was the year that my digestive system issue started, and I believe it was because of the iron supplements. So I started having like nausea, heartburn, weight loss, every single day, and I didn't know what the cause was. So in March of 2023, I decided to start watching lectures by Barbara O'Neill on the gastrointestinal tract, and I learned about all the herbs that you could take, and I decided to take herbs such as slippery elm, psyllium husk, alfalfa powder before every meal, and taking daily walks, and my symptoms greatly reduced. But that was not it. In June, I went on a mission trip to Kenya, and as you know, the food in different countries has different bacteria, and so each body handles it differently. So my symptoms basically came back, and I lost a lot more weight. But I emailed Barbara O'Neill, and she responded to me personally and gave me a whole format of like tips on the stomach and what you can do. So I applied most of those tips to my daily life, and I'm basically healed.
Sarah told me that she had to kind of talk her mom into all of this. Isn't that something? If you have a 13-year-old or have ever had one, you understand. You can be talked into things. But wow, what a great thing to be talked into. And praise the Lord that you took that upon yourself to know what your body needs was, and you went online and got some great information, the The truth has set you free. Thank you so much, dear. All right. Appreciate you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you.